If it's Monday, it's time for us to get a little bit of culture. And the culture vulture, Annie Dugan, joins us this morning. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. I love it. I'm going to use that moniker more often.
Exactly. Sure you are. Mm-hmm.
It's
okay.
A good one. Mm-hmm. on my nameplate.
There, I like it.
Tuesday, we start off with a fabulous event at the Tweed Museum of Art. It is a watch party. So at 5:30 p.m., head over to the Tweed. They will have appetizers, reception for a documentary that they are going to have in Montague Hall. So, you know, eat some grub and then go over and join your friends and neighbors to watch the new documentary. This is a documentary screening, a premiere of a piece that highlights the work and life of Rabbit Before Horses Strickland. He is an artist from northern Wisconsin, or lives in northern Wisconsin now. He's originally from the Red Cliff Reservation. He went on to be in a rock band in California, and then returned and followed this passion for art. And his work is absolutely stunning. I love that the Tweed is doing this this preview event, because they have quite a stunning collection of Rabbit's work. The documentary itself was a real collaboration between the Tweed Museum, PBS Wisconsin, WDSE, and Wisconsin Public Radio. And it is looking at this fascinating world that Rabbit Before Horses Strickland creates in his paintings as a reflection of what he is exploring in his mind. He has, there's a lot of really fascinating mathematics that go into his work. He says the mathematic principles he loves are those that are simply stated and hard to solve. And I think that is a wonderful quote that is reflected in his artwork as well, because the imagery it's the kind of imagery that you can absorb immediately as well as across time, because the figures that he has, they're reflections of his ideas of Ojibwe mythology. And there's this Nanibuju character, sort of almost mythical character that is weaved throughout his work. So you can see it on the front, sort of you know what you see, and then you start to look even further, and this incredible narrative just opens up in his work. It's really large work. It's 8 by 12 feet. So most of his paintings are these large scale, real heroic explorations into this mythological world. So I cannot wait to see this particular take on his life and his work. Thursday, there's a couple really important events. ACO is hosting a free youth-centered night highlighting the stories of bravery. The exhibition is called Brave Art, and this is showcasing both visual and performing art as part of the Trafficking Awareness Month, which was January, but is important enough that we are seeing events of it in February, because it's something that is just horrific that it still exists in our society. And it's showcasing the work of survivors, the voices of survivors. So this is going to be an important showcase of their voices. That's 5 to 7 at ACO on Thursday. There's also the Makers, there's another program on PBS North called Making It Up North. And I can't remember if I mentioned this or not, but 7:30 to 9:30, there is a watch party at Hoops Brewing to enjoy that. And Karen Sunderman and Steve Ash do an excellent job of showcasing the folks that are making culture in our society and our Northland region. And then there's also the Duluth Art Institute membership show opening. So you can go, and we talked a little bit about the exhibition last week. It's been up, but the opening is, the celebration is this Thursday, and you can always go. I think the funnest part about the opening is is voting for your favorite piece. And it's always really fun to see what gets the People's Favorite Award or the People's Choice Award. One year it was a giant green alien. One year it was a painting of a dog dressed up in Renaissance gear. So you never really know what is going to strike the fancy of our Northland neighbors. Friday is it's a superior highlight. You can go. It's the 10th annual Love Your Local Artist event at the Superior Public Library. There is live music. There are artisans from Superior with their wares. There is art making as well. That's 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Superior Public Library. I think a lot of Superior sometimes gets short shrift in the arts, being that Wisconsin is one of the last in the nation in arts funding, and Minnesota is one of the first in the nation in arts funding. And so with that kind of landscape for the kind of support that artists are getting, you are naturally going to get more in Duluth. So I think it's important that we support and hold up the artists that are working and doing some really creative and important things in Superior. So and Superior Public Library is a gem in and of itself as well. So anytime you can combine books and art, it's a perfect event. So that's 5:30 to 8 on Friday. And you can pair it with a visit to the Kruk Gallery on the campus of the University of Wisconsin Fine Arts in the Holden Fine Arts Building, because that features the work of students, K-12 students, in Superior, specifically in Superior, alongside their teachers' work. So artists like Tim Nelson, who does some really beautiful ink drawings, is paired along. The opening was last week, and one of the students, it was a really big event, and one of the students said, "Mr. Nelson has a first name?" Sure enough, it's Tim Nelson.
My dad was a teacher, and once in a while, students with problems had come out to the house to talk with him, and they could never get over the fact at that point in the 60s that he did not wear a bow tie and a suit on the weekends.
I love it. Exactly. What? You don't just come out of a closet?
We all remember.
In the art room?
We all remember as kids the first time we saw a teacher acting like a normal person and how
it's
frightening
shocking.
It was.
It's shocking.
It really is.
So that's been fun to see the fact that students realize that this is a two-way communication, that learning really is about learning, especially in the creative sense, is learning. It's a conversation that you're creating alongside your teacher. So I think that that's been really exciting to see. So you can head on over to that and make it a night in Superior on Friday night. And then Saturday is the free family day at the Duluth Art Institute. This is an opportunity for folks to come and make work with their family, however you define that to be. And I love free family days because it's an opportunity for you to get messy somewhere that's not your dining room table and also to try out projects that you might not normally be able to try out. And it just so happens it is a week before Valentine's Day. So you can, for those of you parents who are trying to sort of pack everything in, you can pack in your creativity on a wonderful Saturday morning and get some Valentine's done as well. And that is our week in art, Lisa. It's a big one and a wonderful one, as always.
I should say so. Holy cow! Well, we'll see if we can get this all up on the interwebs. Without clogging it all up and dragging it to a halt. And if the internet gives you trouble later today, you know there was just too much art.
Blame the vulture.
Yeah, exactly. Annie Dugan is our culture vulture, and she joins us on Mondays as the host of Where's Art with Annie Dugan, a regular feature on KUMD 103.3 KUMD.